The Everlasting Gospel, Chapter 3, Power and Wisdom. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. There is no power but of God. You could have no power at all against me, except it were given you from above. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust in the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all, and your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Read these texts until you cannot possibly forget what they say. Take them just as they say, and do not imagine that they mean something else. If the Lord had meant something else, he would have said it, instead of saying what he did. He who gives wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding, knows how to say what he means. Know then, and understand, that there is absolutely no power in the universe, except the power of God. Man has no power whatever in himself. Man is one of the things that God has made, and so the power that appears in him is the power of God, just the same as in the rest of creation. Whatever power the faint receive comes from God. It is his own power. God is the strength of his people. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Even the power that exalts itself against God is God's power perverted. The kings of the earth and the rulers, with the people, moved by the devil, put Christ to death, but the power which they used so wickedly came from above. Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Remember, he is the power and the wisdom. His spirit is the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. The Lord made the heavens and the earth by his power and his wisdom. That is, he made all things by Jesus Christ. Without Christ, the divine word, the power of God, not one thing was made, and he still upholds all things by the word of his power. Thus all the power in heaven and in earth is his. There is no manifestation of power, force, or energy, as men call it, in the universe, except the personal presence of the living Christ, by the Spirit of power. His everlasting power and divinity are seen in all things. His divine power has given us all that is necessary to enable us to live godly lives. That is to say, the power which is given us, to enable us to live godly lives, is the divine energy that is manifested in all created things, whether in heaven or on earth. He who is the wisdom and the power of God, and who is revealed in all the things that are made, is of God made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Thus all the power of God manifested in all creation is available for our salvation. It is by the power and wisdom that made the universe that the Lord justifies us, because he who bears all things bears our iniquities. This power that works in heaven and in earth, in every created thing, is the power that is given by the Holy Spirit to all who yield themselves absolutely to the Lord. This is the power with which he sends them forth to teach all nations his truth. That hand which bears creation up shall guard his children well.